We're continuing in the second parak of Meseches Shavuos. We are up to Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel. Nitma ba'azara. What if a person became tame while he was in the azara? But he didn't. He forgot the tuma, but remembered that he was in the Beis Hamikdash. Or he forgot the fact that he was in the Beis Hamikdash, but he realized that he was tame. Or he didn't realize either one of those things. And then he went and he bowed down while he was there. Rosh Hashanah. Or even if he didn't actually bow down, he waited there the amount of time that it would take to bow down. Balo baruka, or even if he didn't stand still or bow down, but he went out of the Beis Hamikdash in a way that was a longer, more circuitous route than necessary. So chayef, he's going to be chayef for that avera of being in the Beis Hamikdash while he was tameh. But ksara pater. But if he becomes tameh and he just runs out of there in the shortest possible route, so then he's potter. What's he supposed to do? He became tamei while he was in the Beis Hamikdash, so he does not have to bring a korban. This is an example of a mitzvah sasei in the Beis Hamikdash that that you're not chayiv to bring korban chatos for. Meaning if a Sanhedrin in Masech Sorias, we have all these dinim of a Sanhedrin that makes a mistake. So if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake about this, about people becoming tamei in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Sanhedrin says that they don't have to take the quickest route out of the Beis Hamikdash, then they don't have to bring the karban that a Sanhedrin would normally be obligated to bring for making a mistake, because it's only for things that the guy himself would bring a regular karban chatas. But over here, it's not a regular karban chatas; it's an olav yored. So whenever it's an olav yored, the Sanhedrin is not going to have to bring their carbon. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid, Vezui Mitzvah Shabenida Shechayev Nalea. And what's an example of Mitzvah Shabenida for which the Sanhedrin would have to bring a special carbon for having made a mistake? Hayimishami Shematora, if a person was sleeping with a woman who was not a Nida, V'amralon Itmesi, in the middle of the Tashmish, she says, I just became a Nida, meaning she had a Hargasha and she realized she became a Nida. Uperish Miyad, so right away he was Purish from her, which is not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to wait. You're supposed to be Masiach Daitel Devarachar. You're supposed to focus on something else. Wait for Aver Mace, and only then be Parish. Wait for the erection to go away, and only then be Parish. There's no Hanas Tashmash from Anida on the way out. But he didn't do that. He just freaked out and pulled out. So Chayiv, he has to bring Karban. Mepneshi Yitziaso Hanalo Kabiaso, because withdrawing from the woman is the same Hana'a that he gets as penetrating the woman. So if Sanhedrin made a mistake and said that he's supposed to just pull out right away, then that Sanhedrin would have to bring the special korban chatas if people followed that psak halacha. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we learned that if a person became tamei in the Azara and he either didn't realize that he was tamei, he either forgot that he was tamei and realized that he was in the Beis Hamikdash, or the reverse, or forgot both of those things, and then he was either mishtachaveh or waited the amount of time that it takes to be mishtachaveh, or took a circuitous route out, he's going to be chayiv, but he took the shortest route out, he's going to be pater. But this is the mitzvah seisha b'mikdash, where the Sanhedrin will not have to bring a par helim davar for making a mistaken psak about this, because an individual will not be chayiv a regular korban chatos. And then in Mishnah Dalit we said that a mitzvah seisha benida, where a tumah happens and Sanhedrin makes a mistake in their psak that they're going to be chayiv the par helim davar, is if the Sanhedrin made a mistake about the psak of someone who was in the middle of Tashmish with his wife when she informs him that she had just become a Nida. So if they mistakenly paskin that he has to pull out, then the Sanhedrin is going to be chayiv to bring a par helim davar. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis Mishnah Hey.